It's a tradition that has endured for 45 years, even despite massive changes to the community and a two-year hiatus due to a worldwide pandemic. The White Rock and South Surrey Community Christmas Dinner will return to White Rock Baptist Church, 1657 140 Street, this Christmas Day, Wednesday, December 25. More than 240 guests will be served a free, full Christmas dinner at noon, in a huge community-supported undertaking that involves some 140 volunteers in many capacities, from meal preparation to hall decoration, drivers, servers and cleanup. And, as always, the purpose is to provide a traditional Christmas meal, and all the good fellowship of a family celebration, for those who would otherwise be alone at Christmas time. That includes a well-known local figure appearing as Santa, a pianist to provide upbeat seasonal tunes, and members of the White Rock Ambassadors helping to lead a sing-along and distribute goodie bags. Peace Arch News joined a November 27 organizational meeting for the dinner at the church to get some idea of the scope of preparations for the event handled ably by the 13 members of the current committee, under the guidance of Chair Brian Hagerman. It's clear that what started as a rather casual, ad hoc community event 45 years ago is now a logistical feat planned with almost military precision, but the aim is simply to achieve a smooth-running operation that maximizes community enjoyment and minimizes stress for organizers and volunteers. It's one of the positives of having a debriefing after each dinner, Hagerman explained. We always have a wind-up meeting to celebrate the good things that have been achieved, and also drill down on some of the areas where there could be some improvement. The committee includes Joanne Taylor, who handles guest registration, Nicoletta Mann, liaison with Sources Community Resources, which provides the contact point for volunteers and the charitable status for the event allowing donations to be tax-deductible, and Bonita Godden, in charge of volunteer registration and a pre-dinner meeting to provide orientation for the volunteers. It also includes Mark Birchall, coordinating the cleanup crew and also involved with sourcing turkeys and vegetables donated by local growers, and Bill Dewinitz, who showed meticulously detailed plans he has drawn up for the event decor and table settings, including precise placing of tables and the graceful ceiling streamers. Also on the committee are Anthony Manning, in charge of media for the event and supervising disposition of leftovers, John Haviland, who coordinates volunteer drivers for those with mobility challenges who need rides to and from the event, John Hogg, who supervises the servers and serving of the meal, and PJ and Dolores Wall, liaisons with White Rock Baptist Church. PJ Wall, a church elder, said White Rock Baptist has been happy to provide the venue for the event since 2017 following decommissioning of the longtime previous venue, White Rock United Church. The only missing years were 2020 and 2021, when COVID-19 restrictions made holding the dinner impossible. This is a very nice example of when things work well with the community, PJ told Pan. Debbie Mellinger, now secretary of the committee and in charge of goodie bags, is currently one of the longest-serving volunteers. I started 24 years ago as a general volunteer with deceased former White Rock counselor Mary Wade Anderson and kind of graduated to this, she said. Without a chef, the event would mean nothing, of course, and that role is capably filled by a relative newcomer, Darlene Picott, well-versed in the technicalities of transforming some 28 turkeys and hundreds of pounds of potatoes and other vegetables into a mouth-watering feast. She said that, for her, the most heartwarming reward is seeing the joy the dinner gives to participants. This will be my third year, she said. But I've cooked all my life and I was cooking for different events for the church. I volunteered for the Christmas Day dinner 2 years ago and it was the best Christmas present I ever gave myself. Hagerman said there will be a full list of people to thank for donations that keep the dinner going, and cost-efficient, although there are some generous regular donors who remain steadfast in not having their names advertised, he added. For such a happy tradition, its origins are rooted in tragedy. One holiday, in the late 1970s, several White Rock residents died, alone at home, during Christmas. Deeply moved by the situation, White Rock City gardener George Bryant, Architect and former CFL player Chip Barrett and Reverend Howard Filsinger vowed to create a community Christmas Day dinner that would include all those who were alone or lonely over the holidays. Although they've all since passed away, the dedication of the current committee shows the commitment is still alive and well, and in good hands. It's particularly significant to one committee member, Bruce Filsinger, son of the late Reverend Howard. "I was asked to speak at the 40th anniversary of the dinner, so I did, and became interested in getting involved," the retired high school principal said. "Then COVID hit, and nothing could happen, but for the last 2 years I've been part of it. I really think it's an important thing to continue, especially with what we see happening in the world today. We need more inclusivity. Society needs more people to get involved in making sure such legacies continue. We have to keep things like this going. If Dad were looking down and saw me playing a part in doing this, I think he'd be very happy," he said. Guests can register for the White Rock and South Surrey Community Christmas Day dinner, and, if needed, for a ride to and from the event, by calling 778-809-9984 between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday to Saturday, before Friday, December 20th. To volunteer, or support the event financially, contact sources at 604-542-4357.